To continue the celebration of Krishna's Jayanti 2007, reading from Chapter 4 of Hari Vamsa Purana, compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. And Chapter 4 is entitled Kamsa Kills the Sons of Devaki. Prior to the completion of the normal period of pregnancy, both Yashoda and Rohini delivered their children almost at the same time. This was during the 8th month of their pregnancies. On the same night, when Lord Krishna, who maintains the Vishnu dynasty, appeared, Yashoda gave birth to a baby girl. Yashoda and Devaki both became pregnant at almost the same time. At midnight during the 8th month of pregnancy, Devaki gave birth to Lord Vishnu during the Abhijit Yoga, and Yashoda gave birth to a female child. Krishna made his appearance during the Abhijit Muhurta, and the night was called Jayanti because of the appearance of the Rohini Nakshatra. It was an especially auspicious moment because the period was known as Vijay. That was present at that time. The demigods were sounding drums, and Indra himself personally showered flowers from the sky. The Gandharvas and Apsaras immediately arrived to offer auspicious prayers to Lord Madhusudan. As soon as Krishna appeared, the entire world became filled with joy. The demigods, Indra, and everyone offered prayers to the Lord. Upon appearing, Lord Krishna asked his father Vasudeva to take him to the house of the coward Nanda and keep me there. Kamsa, as soon as he heard that the child was born, he rushed to Vasudeva's house. So apparently, also here in this chapter 4, it says that Vasudeva and Devaki were living in their own palace, being under house arrest of King Kamsa and surrounded by 10,000 soldiers, as told in Garga Samhita. So Krishna was not actually born in the prison house of Kamsa, or at least maybe he was, at least the Bhagavatam says that. But it was like a prison situation because he was under house arrest. His house or palace became like a prison because he couldn't run away or go anywhere. But he could move freely within the house. But his house or palace was surrounded by 10,000 soldiers or guards of King Kamsa. Text 29, chapter 4 says, Tach chutva torita kamso rakshibi sahavegibi ajagama grihadwaram Vasudevasya Viryavan. As mighty Kamsa heard of the birth of the child, he rushed to Vasudeva's house, Griha Dwaram, along with his guards to see with his own eyes. Text 30. Satatra Twaritam Dwari Kim Jatami Chabravit Diyatam Shigram Ityevam Vagbi Samabitar Jayat. Upon arriving at the Dwara, the gate of Vasudeva's residence, Kamsa anxiously inquired, What kind of child has taken birth? Hand him over to me immediately. The ladies who had gathered at Devaki's house, this is text 31, Tato ha ha krita sarva Devaki vavane striya. It says Devaki Bhavan. So Devaki Bhavan doesn't mean prison. It means her personal house or palace. Uvacha Devaki Dina Vashpa Gadgadaya Gira. All the ladies gathered at Devaki Bhavan began to lament and cry. Devaki, with terrified eyes and a choked voice, began to speak. O Lord, here is the daughter that I have given birth to. My dear brother Kamsa, you have already killed my 7 children as soon as they were born. Look, this child is a small girl. She appears almost dead. If you kindly return her to me, please. Kamsa became attracted to the girl, and within his mind he felt happiness. The child was placed before Kamsa and lay motionless. The wicked Kamsa then grabbed the feet of the child, whirled her around, and suddenly began to dash her against the stone. Although she was about to be thrown against the stone, just before that, She slipped out of Kamsa's hands and flew into the sky before she hit the floor. She gave up the body of a newly born child and assumed her actual form and challenged Kamsa. Indeed, she looked very fearful with long, scattered hair. This is the appearance of Krishna's sister, Durga. She had a shining crown on her head and she appeared like a young, unmarried girl. She was dressed in blue and yellow garments and possessed four arms. Her complexion was like lightning and her two eyes were fiery red like the morning sun. In the dense darkness of midnight, the dazzling goddess laughed and danced and jumped up and down in the four directions. Her form was extremely frightening. In outer space, she began to drink excellent honey and laughed loudly. Then in an angry mood, she said to King Kamsa, "O Kamsa, you attempted to kill me, hoping to avoid your own destruction. You dashed me against a stone, and now because of this I will tear apart your body with my bare hands and drink your warm blood." After speaking these words in a thundering voice, the goddess began to wander about in space along with her followers. Although the goddess Durga, or Yogamaya, is one with and non-different from the Supreme Lord, she appeared for the protection of Krishna's pastimes. The Yadu dynasty worshipped her as their family goddess. After she disappeared, Kamsa thought that she would be the cause of his own death. Then Kamsa approached his sister in a solitary place and he spoke in a very humble mood. Kamsa said, "My dear sister, I tried to avoid my death, and in the process I have killed your children. O Devi, it now appears that someone else has appeared to bring about my death." So then Kamsa preaches to Devaki about the time factor of taking your children, and don't lament. Then he begs her to please give up her anger towards him. While Kamsa was speaking, tears were gliding down Devaki's cheeks. She glanced toward her husband and then began to speak to her brother Kamsa. Like a mother, she said, "Oh, my son, Utishta Utishta Vatseti Vatsa, oh, my son, Kamsa Mate Vajalpati. Get up, get up." So then Devaki was preaching back to Kamsa about time factor. Now time factor annihilates everything. So after hearing these words of Devaki, Kamsa became very displeased with himself because of his failure to kill his enemy. And he went back to his residence in a very tense mood. He was very disappointed because his plan to kill all his enemies, who he thought were the sons of Devaki, did not work. End of chapter 5 from Harivamsa Purana.